Hi, good evening, everyone, and welcome to tonight's telephone town hall. My name is Luisa Galvea with Americans for Financial Reform, and I'm very pleased to be on the call tonight with Senator Warren to hear about stopping attacks on the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau and fighting back against Wall Street. So for those of you just joining us again, my name is Luisa Galvea with Americans for Financial Reform, and on tonight's telephone town hall, we'll hear from Senator Warren about stopping attacks on the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau and fighting back against Wall Street. And right now, we're dialing out thousands of other folks who have signed up for this event so that they can be a part of this conversation. So we're going to get started in just a moment. Thanks very much for your patience as we get everyone on the call. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to tonight's telephone town hall. We're going to get started in just a second to hear from Senator Warren about stopping attacks on the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau and fighting back against Wall Street. And we think we're just about ready to begin.
Okay. Thanks very much. Hello, everyone. I'm Lisa Donner, and I'm the Executive Director of Americans for Financial Reform. I want to thank everyone for getting on the call and welcome you. Lots of folks on the phone have been working for many years against predatory consumer and mortgage lending and for more equitable access to sustainable banking and credit, as well as to take on Wall Street and fight for a financial system that serves our communities instead of taking advantage of them. Together and with leaders and champions like Senator Warren, we've made some important progress, including the creation of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, though we still have a long way to go. Right now, as you all know, though, what we have won so far is under enormously serious threat. And that's why it's so important that so many organizations have gotten together for this call. And I want to take just 1 second to say who all is here, because it is important. We have, in addition to Americans for Financial Reform, the AFL-CIO, the American Federation of Teachers, the Center for Popular Democracy, Communications Workers of America, Consumer Action, the Center for Responsible Lending, CFED, the Consumer Federation of America, Consumers Union, Daily Kos, the National Association of Consumer Advocates, the National Consumer Law Center, People's Action, Root Strikers, Take on Wall Street, and U.S. PIRG. And those threats are also why we're so glad to have the opportunity for an update on where things stand and a call to action. Financial reform and the Consumer Bureau have been under attack from Wall Street and from predatory lenders from day one, but those attacks are now much more serious. So we need to understand what's happening and be ready to fight back. We'll begin tonight with Senator Warren and then also hear briefly from a handful of other speakers, starting with Ed Mrozynski from U.S. PIRG. And we'll also be done in plenty of time for people to tune in to the President's speech. It's now my extraordinarily great pleasure to turn the microphone over to Senator Warren, whose passionate and clear-eyed commitment to justice and whose strategic wisdom make it immeasurably easier to actually see a path to winning these fights, not just having them. So, Senator Warren, over to you.
Oh, thank you, Lisa. I appreciate it. It's a nice thing to say. We're not here to justify. We're here to win. And I just want to say thank you to you. I want to say thank you to everyone with Americans for Financial Reform who's on this call tonight, all of the groups. As you were reading through it, Lisa, I was thinking about how many fights we've been in together. And these are the folks who get it and why it is we have to be here. You know, we're going to have some really tough fights ahead of us. Obviously, this election did not turn out the way that we had wanted. And now we've got Republicans in control of the White House and in control of both houses in Congress. And President-elect Trump has said that he wants to repeal Dodd-Frank. He wants to take cops off the beat on Wall Street. And wow, he is surrounding himself with a team of billionaires and bankers like this Treasury nominee, Steve Mnuchin, you know, a guy who built a career squeezing families, and has made it clear that he is planning to go here to be able to fight for the big banks. And now we've got the big bank lobbyists and the payday loan industry lobbyists who are salivating at the chance to gut the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. But that's why we're on this call tonight. We are here to say loud and clear, if the Trump administration, big bank lobbyists, and their Republican friends in Congress want to get rid of Dodd-Frank, they're going to have a real fight on their hands. Now, I want to remind everyone, you know, after the financial crisis, Americans for Financial Reform and people across this country showed that a dedicated grassroots effort can beat Wall Street at their own game, and that we could enact real changes to rein in the big banks and to make the economy work better for all of us. The other guys were spending more than $1 million a day fighting against tough Wall Street rules, and it wasn't enough to overcome our voices. Remember that. We won against terrible odds, and we didn't win because we had lots of money to spend. We won because we made our voices heard. And look, we ended up with Dodd-Frank. It isn't perfect. There is more we need to do to make our economy safe. But it moved us a big step in the right direction. And in particular, with the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, in the 5.5 years since the CFPB opened its doors, the agency has consistently delivered for working families across this country. It has returned nearly $12 billion directly to families who were cheated by big banks, by payday lenders, by debt collectors, and other financial institutions. It has acted aggressively to protect service members and their families from illegal foreclosures and other predatory actions. It's fielded more than 1 million consumer complaints, helping thousands of people in every state quickly and easily resolve disputes and recover unauthorized fees. It's cracked down on banks that are ripping off customers, like it did with the recent settlement and the record fine in the Wells Fargo fake accounts scandal. And it has put out new strong rules, like its proposed payday lending rule, that are going to help families and prevent them from getting trapped in cycles of debt. So, you know, I go through the list. The facts are clear. The CFPB is working. A strong, independent consumer agency helps level the playing field for working families, and it rewards businesses that put their customers first, which is precisely why the big banks and their Republican allies in Congress are eager to strangle the agency in any way that they can. So I see this as, you know, it's time to send a message to Wall Street, a message to Wall Street and their Republican friends. They better think twice about undermining financial reform, because the American people are watching. Working families want a strong consumer agency, and they want tough rules on Wall Street. You know, a recent survey on this showed that the consumer agency is widely supported by majorities of Democrats and Trump voters. Now, Washington may want to forget about the devastating 2008 financial crisis, but it is clear the American people have not forgotten. I don't kid myself here. There are going to be really hard fights ahead. But that is the reason we need to be more determined than ever to protect Dodd-Frank and to protect the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau and to build on those gains. So Americans for Financial Reform are a big part of that. In a few minutes, I know you're going to hear more about how to stay involved on the front lines of these fights and hear about some important actions that you can take in the weeks and months ahead. But let me say this as clearly as I can from my heart. We didn't get the consumer agency because Wall Street decided to compromise with us. we didn't get someone to help level the playing field because the Republicans said, yeah, let's do something reasonable. We got it because we went out there and we fought for it. We said, this matters to us. This matters to people all across this country. That's how we got the consumer agency. And, you know, that puts us in a stronger position now than we were back then, because now it becomes our job to defend it. And now the consumer agency has a record. It has allies. It has literally millions of people across this country that it has helped. So we're going to do this. We are going to protect the agency. We're going to protect Dodd-Frank. I am proud to have the chance to stand shoulder to shoulder with every one of you. I know that if we fight together, we can win, and we can make this country work better, not just for some people, but we can make it work better for all families in this country. So thank you for all you have done, and right now, even more importantly, thank you for all you're going to do. Thanks.
Well, thank you, Senator Warren. It's Ed Mrzewinski. I'm with the U.S. Public Interest Research Group, and we're, like many people on this call, members of the Americans for Financial Reform, and our members around the country are fighting to do just what Senator Warren said, as are the other members on this call, and we need the people listening on this call to take action to defend the CFPB. As Senator Warren said, we need to be more determined than ever to protect Dodd-Frank and the CFPB. And we didn't get the CFPB, as the senator said, because Wall Street compromised with us. We got it because we went out and fought for it, and it's our job to defend it. The U.S. PIRG and our members are only one of many organizations that are proud to be part of Americans for Financial Reform. The reason we were able to fight alongside Senator Warren and win is because consumer, community, civil rights, labor, senior, faith, small business, and other organizations stuck together then and we're sticking together now. We're going to have three speakers who are on the front lines of the defense of the CFPB and Wall Street reform and Dodd-Frank speak to you now briefly. I'm going to introduce them each as they speak. First, I want to welcome Debbie Adams, who lives in Detroit and is a grassroots leader with Michigan United, part of the National Racial and Economic Justice Organization known as People's Action. Debbie helped lead the recent fight during the CFPB's payday lending comment period. I turn it over to you, Debbie.
Thank you for the introduction, and good evening to everyone. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Every word in the name of this agency clearly and succinctly denotes the importance of its purpose and direction. This is the only agency specifically created to protect consumers from financial abuses. That is a very significant statement. The horrific attacks that Wall Street sharks have launched against the CFPB cannot go unchallenged. It behooves each and every one of us to do whatever we can to stop this from happening. We must gather as many people as possible through every conceivable outlet and urge them to please call the Capitol Switchboard at 202-224-3121 and ask our congressional representatives to protect the CFPB. For the past few years, many grassroots organizations from across our nation have worked tirelessly beside the CFPB to provide facts, testimonials, and comments to highlight some of the most egregious practices of the small dollar loan industry, which includes car titles, installment, online and storefront payday loans. This industry, which disproportionately targets people of color and low-income communities, of which I am a member, has caught millions of our poorest neighbors in a cycle in debt, cycle of debt in which they are trapped for long periods of time. This industry is only concerned with their ability to collect and not the borrower's ability to repay. They literally, on a daily basis, drain millions of dollars in fees and high interest rates out of the communities that can least afford these expenses. In June of 2016, the CFPB proposed new rules that would rein in some of the worst practices of this industry. We must not stand idly by and lose the regulations that the CFPB, along with us, has fought so hard to create. The impact of these regulations on the lives of the targeted consumers is life-altering. We must continue to fight hard and passionately for the CFPB to keep doing what is fair and just for us all. Once again, I must reiterate, please call the Capital Switchboard at 202-224-3121 and tell your congressional representative to please stand up for the CFPB and our communities. We must rise up and not throw away our shot. Thank you.
Thank you, Debbie Adams, of People's Action. And I cannot reiterate enough the idea that we've got to take further action than simply clicking on emails. It's important that you call the number. Our next speaker is Randy Weingarten, president of the American Federation of Teachers. Both she and AFT are longtime advocates of financial reform and reigning in the power of big banks and hedge funds. Randy?
Thank you so much. And, you know, obviously the speakers before us, and particularly Senator Warren, has said what needed to be said. I just want to give a little bit of hope about why this fight back is so important. We know that from the moment that the CFPB was created, congressional Republicans were trying to kill it. And it was the work of Senator Warren, other senators, including Sherrod Brown, others, who really helped make sure that we were able to keep it. But it was the force field from everybody on the phone which is the check and balance. And if we even look at what has happened on health care, on the Betsy DeVos nomination, when we shine the light on what they're really trying to do, as opposed to them being able to, you know, just get away with a Donald Trump tweet, when we can actually connect the dots for people, and it's people's peers talking to each other, we start making real inroads. And you see this in terms of their fight to repeal ACA. You see it in terms of our fight to make sure that Betsy DeVos is known as she is. Because what's happened between Mnuchin and Pudger and DeVos is that these are billionaires with an agenda just to increase the inequality and to get rid of any of the checks and balances, whether it be labor or whether it be the policemen of CFPB. And so our members are very engaged in this because we know the CFPB protects consumers from predatory mortgage and credit card practices. Our members rely on CFPB hugely because of the predatory student loan companies and the for-profit colleges and what they have done. The CFPB is suing ITT Tech right now, Corinthian, on behalf of students who were defrauded, and they're winning on behalf of students. And so the way in which we are advocating is to make sure people actually know how essential this is, to not let Trump Inc. and Trump and Company try to call this the regulator. These are people who protect students. They protect consumers from fraud and from big banks and from predatory lending. And so that's why I'm on the phone to basically say thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you to Lisa. Thank you to everyone who's on the phone. But to say, let's make the case in a way that people can hear. There's an expression we had, or I had in the classroom a lot when I taught. It's not what we say, it's what people hear. And so we need to make sure that people hear what we are saying. This choir was what helped Senator Warren keep the Consumer Financial Protection Board, and we're going to have to double down and do that more and more and more, whether it's against Mnuchin, whether it's keeping CFPB. We're needed more than ever before, but we're seeing if we keep on doing what we're doing, people are with us. We saw that today in the poll numbers about Trump today. He's under water. He's less than 37%. We need to keep this up. So thank you very, very much.
Thank you, President Weingarten. And we will now hear from Liz Schuler, the first woman and the youngest person to serve as Secretary-Treasurer of the AFL-CIO, a union that has been on the front lines of and a longtime supporter of Wall Street reform and a founding member of AFR. Secretary-Treasurer Schuler.
Great. Thank you, Ed, so much. And good evening, everyone. Again, I'm Liz Schuler, Secretary-Treasurer at the AFL-CIO. And I'm here actually on behalf of 55 affiliated unions and 12.5 million working men and women. And I just want to say thank you to all of those on the call for caring and for joining us tonight. And it's been a pretty powerful lineup. I guess that's the advantage of going last, right? I've heard all these powerful speakers. And I just wanted to acknowledge Senator Warren, of course, for her leadership. No greater champion in the halls of Congress, and she's absolutely tireless. To my sister, AFT President Randy Weingarten, I just wanted to thank her for her leadership on taking on Wall Street and really using her perch and the muscle of her powerful union, the AFT, on these issues. She really walks the walk. And then, of course, to Ed and Debbie, we are absolutely proud to stand with USPIRG and People's Action in the fight to protect the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, and we are so very grateful for all the work that you are doing on the ground, and we want to continue our great partnership. So, Lisa, of course, thank you for everyone at Americans for Financial Reform, and to you personally for organizing the call, and of course, for being there day in and day out. I think the reason that the AFL-CIO felt strongly about participating tonight and the reason I wanted to be on this call is just simply we will not go back. We will not go back to the days where the financial industry is allowed to run wild at our expense, and we will not go back to the days where consumers have no protection and no recourse. We believe the CFPB is a home run, and 27 million people know what I'm talking about. Literally, $12 billion, as Senator Warren said, in relief to 27 million harmed consumers. And that is an unprecedented victory for hardworking Americans. And as was said earlier, of course, anytime Wall Street is asked to pay their fair share or play by the rules, there's this inevitable special interest backlash. And I think it's worth repeating that the backlash that we're seeing today is the threat, is serious. Most of you are aware there is legislation to gut Dodd-Frank. We know that. There are partisan attacks on the CFPB. The SEC is refusing to implement limits on executive pay. And, of course, we have a nominee for Treasury Secretary, as Senator Warren said earlier, who has made his fortune foreclosing on the American people. So all of those examples, those are labor's fights. And the working people of the AFL-CIO are absolutely committed to mobilizing to work with all of you, right, to win a financial system that lifts up workers and consumers. And we are committed to mobilizing to hold Wall Street accountable. And that's the reason we're here. to really back up everyone that has spoken tonight, all the allies and the advocates that are on this call tonight and throughout the country. We know the urgency of standing together and making our voices heard. And we hope that we can count on everyone listening here to really stand together, because all of our voices coming together has never been more critical. So the call to action is, just a reminder, calling the Capitol switchboard at 202-224-3121. And of course, we want to be telling our elected officials, our representatives, our senators, to protect the CFPB. But we cannot just stop with a phone call. And I think Ed mentioned, you know, it's one thing to just click or make a phone call, but really taking it up a notch. We want folks to be, you know, visiting their elected officials' offices, attending events, town halls in the districts, asking them, whose side are you on? Are you on Wall Street's side? Are you on consumer's side? Writing letters, whether it's to the letter to the editor of your local paper, or, you know, sending a comment or posting a blog or any kind of communication that we can ramp up, letting folks know Wall Street has to be held accountable. So we know the CFPB has been there for us. We're not going to let Wall Street dismantle it without a fight. So don't hang up tonight without committing to an action, no matter how small or how large. Really, it's never been more important. Thank you so much, and back to you, Lisa.
Thanks so much, Liz. I want to thank everybody for getting on the call tonight, as well as all of the speakers, and really look forward to working together and to hearing from you and from your organizations about exactly what strategies and tactics work best in your communities. And I hope everyone will start tonight and tomorrow by calling your members of Congress and then calling 5 friends and colleagues and making a plan to be visible and to be loud about fighting predatory lenders and fighting Wall Street abuses and holding lawmakers and everyone in power accountable for being on that side with us. So we look forward to continuing the conversation and to fighting together. With that, we'll end the call. Thanks very much, all.